Welcome to another MyTunes podcast on Manx Radio. And just to make it quite clear, this was recorded face-to-face before the lockdown, the latest lockdown on the Isle of Man was announced.
Mark Tiley, the nation station, Manx Radio.
Well, it's a brand new year. And it's another new MyTunes guest, first of 2021. We need uplifting. There's no doubt about that. After 2020, we just all hope that 2021 is going to turn a corner and move us all in the right direction. Reverend Sean Turner is with me, Methodist minister, with not one, but nine churches to look after in the south of our island. Sean, welcome to MyTunes.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Well, as even the least observant will notice, you're not from around these parts.
No, I normally tell people that if my accent confuses you, it's because I'm from Ramsey.
But that's a good line. I like that.
It's a good line. But no, I'm from North Carolina on the East Coast of the United States. And you don't get the full accent this week because I'm having my first Manx cold. So my voice has gone a little bit, but I think I still stand out a little.
Well, you certainly do. And we'll get round to you arriving here because you only came last year. So we'll talk about that a little later. But you've been over to this side of the Atlantic, well, quite a few years ago. So talk me through your first time you left America and came over here.
So I had spent my entire life in North Carolina. I grew up in a small farming community where if you moved 20 miles away, you had fallen off the face of the earth, and went off to university, entered the ministry, and I was finishing seminary. And literally, I was walking down the hall one day, and one of our professors tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Would you like to go to England for a year?" And I said, maybe.
It's the right answer.
And he said, "Well, we need somebody to go in August." Now, this was in late May. I didn't even have a passport. And I said, "Well, when do you need to know by?" And he said, "Well, you know, take all the time you need, but I need to know by tomorrow morning."
Right.
So I had a very quick think and a very quick prayer and a very quick phone call to my mother. And she was all for it. She had a similar adventure where she had gone to Germany for a year. She was an English teacher, and she went to Heidelberg to teach at the American High School there. She taught Shakespeare, and so going to England would give her another chance to come and see that. So, and then I called the church office for our conference, and no problem, because I'd already been appointed as a student anyway to do another degree. So within the next 6 or 7 weeks, I applied for our passport and got that and got on the plane and came over for my 1 year. And that was in Hackney in the middle of London. And I finally went home in 2010 in the 14th year of that 1 year appointment.
Wow.
Because God has a sense of humor.
Yeah. I remember the great Rabbi Lionel Blue signing off one of his pause for thoughts, and he said, "How do you make God laugh?" And the answer was, "Tell him your plans."
Yeah. Next week.
Yeah. Which is pretty good. You mentioned not having a passport. Now, in the middle of America, the Bible Belt and North Carolina, did a lot of your friends not have passports? They didn't travel.
More people have passports now than they would have, not just years ago, but certainly before 9/11. Mm-hmm. Because before 9/11, you didn't even need a passport to go to Canada. And it was an open border. And then, you know, everything tightened up after 9/11. But you know, there's an amazing percentage of Americans who don't have passports, and there's an amazing percentage of Americans, you know, just understanding that the country, if you go from east to west, is 3,000 miles across, that have never seen the ocean.
Goodness me. Just inside America, they've never been to the coast.
I mean, it's just such a trip. Yeah. It'd be such a journey to get there. I mean, it'd be 1,500 miles, roughly, from, say, Oklahoma, Kansas, somewhere in the Midwest. So they've just never gone that far.
That's amazing.
But more people now have passports since travel has become cheaper than it used to be. I mean, when I was born and growing up, it was something, you know, the rich people did, but not the people who worked on a farm. And now it's if you get the right deal, it can be cheaper to go to another country than it is to go somewhere local. So.
Let's take our first piece of music. This first track of MyTunes 2021, what's it going to be?
It's going to be something that started in my childhood and still exists today. I can sing almost every song from almost every album from the Alan Parsons Project because I was an Edgar Allan Poe fan.
Oh, right.
And I think the first album they did, certainly one of the first, was Tales of Mystery and Imagination, which is his short story set to music and incredible. But this track is from the album Vulture Culture, and it's officially titled Days Are Numbers, but subtitled The Traveler, which I think I'm something of a traveler in my life. Certainly a bit of a vagabond.
Remember, days are numbers. Watch the stars.
first My Tunes of 2021 is underway. And my guest all this week is the Reverend Sean Turner, who's the Methodist minister for Down South, or Up South, depending on how you look at it, with 9 churches to look after. Sean, thank you again for coming in. We were talking yesterday about growing up a bit and that calling to get over to England. But I want to go further back to when you were very, very young. Mm-hmm. Was there music in your house as you were growing up?
There was music. My mother had a few albums. They were few and far between because we didn't have a lot of money, but they were all classical. So I grew up on Tchaikovsky in particular. That's the one I remember. And went from there to Mozart. And she also had singers from the 40s and 50s, show tunes. She would like she was the church organist and pianist when I was very young. And so we had a piano and an organ in my early years. And so she was always playing the piano throughout her life. And so music was always there. I can still remember when I finally had enough money to buy my very own record. You know, if you can remember those days.
I certainly can.
And I can still, you know, I remember going into the store and buying it. And it was hard when I parted with all my records because, you know, CDs had taken over the world. And, yeah, of course, now CDs, nobody knows what they are anymore. So.
And vinyls had an all fantastic year in 2020.
Absolutely.
Big comeback. When did you get this idea that you're going to go into the church and you're going to be a Methodist minister?
Fairly young. Which was a little surprising because my whole growing up, if you'd asked me what I was going to do, I knew the answer. I was going to be a career officer in the military, either in the U.S. Navy or the Marines. My daddy was a Marine in World War II, and that probably would have worn out, but certainly I wanted to be at sea because the ocean, I just love the ocean and being near the ocean. But the military was going to come first, and I can still remember the day that my grandmother said to me, without any warning at all, you grow up and you make yourself a Methodist minister. And I just thought, you are out of your mind. Are you insane? So I was just like, okay, whatever. You know, I went on with my life, but it never left. I mean, it stayed there. It niggled and it grew and it grew. And I remember when I was about 16, you know, I made one of those wonderful decisions you make when you're 16 and you know everything. And I thought, okay, I'll do my 20 years in the military, then I'll go into the ministry. And this is why I was going to do this, because if I go into the ministry, they give you a place to live and you only have to work one day a week. So I really thought that.
You didn't. You clearly hadn't been around enough priests at that point.
No. I mean, I saw our pastor on Sunday, you know, in the pulpit or at youth group on Sunday afternoon. You know, of course, there were these funerals and weddings and, yeah, but, you know, I was like, well, I had no idea. Obviously, I was clueless. And so now that I'm in my 26th year of ministry, I know my grandmother was crazy. Yeah. So, you know, but it's a life I just, you know, I couldn't imagine not doing.
But so you didn't go into the military or you did?
I didn't, no.
You didn't know. Because, I mean, you could have gone in and been a padre within the services.
And I looked into that, but being a Methodist, they were full up.
Oh, okay.
I remember having a conversation with the naval recruiter, and he said, look, if you're Methodist or Baptist, which are the two largest Protestant denominations in the States, we don't need you. But if you were Catholic, Jewish, or Muslim, we're desperate. But I didn't offer to switch. So, no.
Well, there we go. We're going to talk tomorrow about coming here, because I really want to get to the bottom of that. But let's have your second piece of music for the week.
For the second piece, I thought we'd have some American country, which is big in the South. I am a Southerner in the States. And country music. Now, when I say country music, it is new country, which to me is quite similar to 80s pop, which I grew up on. But this is a group called Little Big Town. And it came down to two of their songs. One was Pontoon, which I didn't choose, but I want to throw out the name. Because it's a great one. If you like to cook, it's a great one to cook to. If you like dancing around the kitchen, it has a good sort of rhythm to it. But the one I chose was Little White Church.
You've been singing that same old song far too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me shiny rings. your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy.
Midweek on MyTunes, the first MyTunes selection for 2021. My guest is the Reverend Sean Turner, a Methodist minister in charge of the southern area in the Isle of Man. We haven't yet tackled, it's not exactly an elephant in the room, but it's a question that everyone said, ask him why he came here. Okay, Sean, why did you come to the Isle of Man?
Because, as I always say, God has a sense of humor. So I went home in 2010. I was in Scotland at that point, in that 14th year of my one-year appointment.
Yep.
That's when my mother died, so I had to go home and take care of things. And the last decade had its ups and downs, and the ups were really high and the downs were really low. But I thought that was it. I thought I was back home for good. And a couple of years ago, God started giggling again. And then very clearly let me know, and what I call the most powerful God touch of my life, I wish it happened every day, was very clearly saying, you're going back. You're going back across the big pond. I couldn't say anything other than yes, it was that powerful. But I was like, but you know, Lee can't go. Now, Lee is my cousin who is an adult with Down syndrome whom I look after. I was like, you know, but you know, Lee can't go. I'd asked, and they said, well, you know, you can come back, but Lee can't come because he's not your son. And so I kept asking and pushing and looking, and obviously we eventually found a route where he could come. And it was quite interesting because I can tell you the day. It was July the 3rd, 2019, that I heard from London that, okay, here's how Lee can come, through immigration. And so on July 4th, which of course in the United States is Independence Day, as I think I declared my independence, and I said, send me the paperwork and I filled out the form. I like being in places that a lot of other people don't like being in. I like out-of-the-way places. I don't want to be in a city. You know, I'm a country boy, as we would say at home. I can remember one evening I finished my paperwork, and I emailed it over. And the next morning when I got up, of course, it was midday here, I had an immediate reply from Claire in London, and she said, I know you said you'd go to an island, but did you mean it? Because if you meant it, there are going to be people who are going to be very interested. And I said, yes, I meant it. And I had never gotten to the Isle of Man when I was over before. I had wanted to, because I kept hearing about how beautiful it was. But I'd never made it over. That's all she said. And I replied and said, yes, I meant it. And I was thinking, okay, is it Channel Islands? Which seemed more likely. I don't know why. I guess I just made that up. Could have been the Shetland Islands. Yeah. Could have been the Scilly Isles. You know. Could have been here. And then I had a dream. In my dream, I was here. And I was hill walking, which I love to do. And I was coming down a hill, and I went into a pub for lunch. And if I ever find that pub, you might have to wake me up.
Yeah.
Because I am going to look for it. I have no idea. But I knew I was on the Isle of Man. And I told her about that dream in the midst of another email. And she said, that's very interesting. Because I think she already knew at that point where I was being appointed. And I had no idea. So when the appointment came through, I was told I was coming here and to the south of the island. And that was just another confirmation that, yes, God has a sense of humor. But yes, that, you know, God was in this.
And when did you arrive?
Well, I was supposed to arrive in the middle of August. But we will all remember 2020.
Yeah.
For many reasons, but largely for the pandemic. And so we didn't actually get permission to travel until the middle of October.
All right.
So we've been here for almost 3 months now.
Well, welcome again. Let's have today's piece of music, please, John.
We're staying in American country. This is a fun song, but it's one of those fun songs that, like a lot of country songs, it actually speaks to life. And it's one of Rodney Atkin's biggest hits, and it's called If You're Going Through Hell, and I just love it.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Slow down. If you're scared, don't show it. You might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving. Face that fire, walk right through it. You might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
tunes of the week, the final choice of the Reverend Sean Turner, who's been my guest all this week. You mentioned your dream yesterday of coming to the Isle of Man. It happened. It came true. You arrived. How did it measure up against the dream?
Well, if it's possible to be better than a dream, then it is. I mean, I just love it. I mean, I have all the things that my degree is in history. And of course, there's plenty of history here. A lot more. There's the ocean, which I can look out my window and get a glimpse of. And I love that. There's the hiking, and I love hill walking. I have not made it up Snaefell yet, but it's on the list. The people are great. You know, for the first few weeks, I didn't have a car, and people had to give me lifts. And I remember one of the first people who picked me up when I got in her car, she said, "What did you lock your door for?" I said, "Well, where I come from, you have to." So I've now gotten into, you know, not always locking my door. You talk to people on the street. It's like it was when I was growing up.
Yeah, a lot of people find that, especially if they come from a city and they come over here. You know, going around the Isle of Man, the history, I'm not being rude to Americans. I mean, the history in America goes back in terms of colonial history. Bang, that's when people arrived. Yeah. Before that, it was a very different planet, very different continent. Yeah. Having something that goes back thousands of years, does that really resonate with you?
I love it. I mean, history is my thing. I mean, that's my hobby still. I can remember a friend of mine who came over when I was here before, and his manse, it had been built onto, but his kitchen had been the stable in the coach house in the 1400s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never get that in the States, ever. I mean, it's just not possible.
No, there's nothing that old, is there, really? So. We haven't really talked about the Methodist Church, mm-hmm. but I've got in front of me the Methodist Covenant Prayer, because it was actually given out in our Anglican church the other week to ponder on as we look to the new year. And you mentioned God's calling, mm-hmm. and we didn't really go into how you got called. Was it a voice? Was it a feeling? But this prayer says really and truly, you should let God into your life to give you a bit of direction. I mean, that's my brief surmise of that prayer. But it's very powerful, especially as we turn into this new year and all that's gone in 2020. I mean, I know it's something that you're using in the Methodist churches right now.
It is. I mean, when I went home, people were asking me, you know, what will you take back in, you know, 2010? And the top of my list was always the covenant service, which is a very Methodist thing in British Methodism. It is the time of year. In fact, we'll be doing it this Sunday. We did it this past Sunday. It's something we do at the beginning of the year to renew our place in the covenant with God and with one another. And just, you know, in a sense, rededicate our lives to being disciples as well as we can. We don't tend to do it in United Methodism in the States. And to the point that I was surprised years ago when I was looking through the American worship book and found that it's in there. And I never knew. And I'm a minister. So, you know, it's like, oh, look at that. So when I went back, I mean, the churches that I've been appointed to since then, we've done it. But, you know, in this covenant prayer, I mean, it's putting your whole trust in God. I mean, the first line is, I'm no longer my own, but yours. And it's, you know, put me to doing or put me to not doing. You know, in other words, God, I know what I want to do. And you know, one of the other country songs we could have done is Thank God for Unanswered Prayers, which I think is by Garth Brooks. But it's about how, you know, we have these prayers or these things we know we so desperately want, but, you know, we look back on it 10 years later and we think, oh my gosh, thank God that didn't happen. You know, so, but it is our opportunity to just, you know, remind ourselves and rededicate ourselves to living as a disciple and, you know, very John Wesley thing, doing all the good we can at all the times we can and all the places we can, as long as ever we can. I mean, the temptation would be to say, well, it's just a New Year's resolution, but it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really to do with our life.
And we need it this year, for sure. Reverend Sean Turner, thank you so much. We'll have a final piece of music. What's it going to be?
Well, since North Carolina is in the Bible Belt in the U.S., then I thought we have to have at least one gospel song. And this is a good one. It's fairly recent. It's only a couple of years old now. It's by Zach Williams, who's a gospel singer, and it's called Old Church Choir.
Well, thank you again for coming in. May your time in the Isle of Man, however long it might be as wondrous as it possibly can be. Calmer waters than we've had already.
In 6 months, I'll be speaking Manx like an American.
That's the way. Thank you.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it?
Thanks to the Reverend Sean Turner. And just to make it absolutely clear that this was recorded before the latest lockdown was announced. Thanks for dropping by. Keep coming back to manxradio.com because podcasts are arriving here at an amazing rate. I'm Mark Tiley. See you in the morning, hopefully, 9:30 Monday to Friday.